like Willie Nelson. Yeah, I am, Rusty. How's your day been going?
Able to give the dog a bath today. She's been trying to get out of that, but I caught her at a weak moment. She come looking for a treat, and I happened to be waiting on her. So anyway, so the dog got a bath today. Or did you go out and get your birthday? Did Bernice get you a birthday present today?
Yeah, my golly. And we're headed up towards Golden Corral now.
I gotta decide what I'm gonna do for supper. I made a bowl of pan of chili on Monday, and I had a bowl of that for lunch. So gotta figure out what I'm gonna do for supper. And I got choir practice tonight. So all of that's gotta, you know, all the things that you gotta do.
Well, I don't recommend the chili unless you're playing bass.
Okay, so I get down there, you know.
The rest of the choir, though, if you have the chili. shoot. Well, we had chili day before yesterday and took a big pan of it over to the neighbors, and I assume that they enjoyed it. Of course, Tim, he's got to take a bottle of that hot sauce and cover it with hot sauce, even though it's already spicy.
Hey, I use kind of one of these Carol Shelby's chili mix kits when I do mine, and I don't put the red pepper in there, but I throw a can of tomatoes and green chilies in with it, so a small can of Rotel tomatoes and green chilies, so it gets, and I use the seasoning out of the box, so it gets plenty of, you know, it gets enough of it to take care of it for me, and, but I also use black beans in mine instead of red kidney beans. I use black beans in mine, and it doesn't quite affect me as much, is not quite as effective as when you use the red kidney beans, you know?
Sounds to me like you're both full of beans. KN4, VWA. Let me know when you eat all that, because I don't want to be around.
She uses those cans of, what is those things?
The three different kinds of beans.
And what else?
And tomatoes, stewed tomatoes.
And what kind of, do you use tomato sauce?
Yeah, tomato sauce, that's about it.
Yeah, and what kind of spice is that? Chili?
Just McCormick's chili seasoning, a couple of teaspoons.
Yeah, I don't like it real hot, and neither does she, but that's the most you've ever heard out of Bernice.
We had another one of the peanut gallery show up in there a few minutes ago. He doubled with part of you, so I missed the first part of what you had to say, but Steve chimed in with his 2 cents worth. Wasn't asked for it, but he chimed in with it anyway. Say hello to Tom, Steve, since you walked on him a while ago. W2T.
Didn't mean to walk on you, Tom. Y'all need to take a breath between microphone triggers, but let me just tell you, I want y'all to call me and let me know when y'all start up with them beans. I don't want to be around.
Well, you're right. I'm doing what everybody does and keying in too quick, and we soon forget, and I accept your criticism there because it's very accurate, and we all do it at times. W2T to take it, N0TR.
Leave as much space as I can between transmissions so that everybody has a chance to jump in here. And Steve, because I use black beans in my chili, I don't have that problem, so, you know, it's not a big deal. And everything will be fine. And so where'd you go and what'd you do today, Steve?
Goodness. I've got to go ahead and fully retire, man, I tell you. I rode up to Arden, North Carolina, up to the freezer. It never got over 41 degrees up there today while I was there, and I pulled out a whole x-ray system and brought it back. I'm going to remark it. So, I'm working too hard. Oh, gosh, I didn't mean to use that four-letter word with you guys.
Keep paying our Social Security there, Steve. You're a good man. Haven't figured out what for yet, but that part helps. This guy just about pulled in front of a fella here on Wade Hampton. Well, that's great. Keeping active is about the best thing you can do. And being retarded like me, retired like me and Rusty, you lose muscle tone and everything else starts to go downhill. So keep at it as long as you can. Go ahead, Rusty.
We saw on that thing about him to keep working and keep our Social Security coming in, so I'm glad you threw that out there. And anyway, but yeah, it's, you know, it's weather like today, chilly is good, and works out for lunch and everything like that. As they say, it all comes out in the wash. And like I said, I caught the dog at a weak moment this afternoon, so she got a bath. She wasn't intending to get it, but she got it anyway. And I was kind of sneaky about that. But she's been needing one for a few days, so she got it and everything. So, and Tom, you say you're headed up to Golden Corral for supper, huh? Well, you know, that's a good place to go eat. I haven't been over here to this one in a while. Last time I went in there, it was overcrowded, and I didn't want to fight my way in, so I just went on up the road to somewhere else. But, you know, it is what it is, and you get there eventually. So I went someplace else and had a good supper anyway. W2T, go ahead, Steve.
Guys, I tell you what, I am just about to make the inaugural raising of my tower. I'm going to test it out. I just got power put on my winch, and it's working absolutely the way it's supposed to. And I'm going to see if this tower will stand up for me. So if you see a little mushroom cloud over Inman, you'll know it didn't work. I'm going to back on out of here. Y'all have a good afternoon, and enjoy that chili. KN4 VWA, I'm clearing, just listening in while I work, guys. Have fun. Clear.
Well, Steve, I might suggest doing like Bob, and he, and I did this too. I had a jig to where, as you lay that over, you can support it on that and not leave it hanging on the winch cables. And the same applies when you're going up. Go up about, whatever, let's say 8 to 10 feet off the ground, put that support underneath of it in case that thing would start freewheeling down or something if it overload the load brake. That way you'd have something to help catch it rather than smash your antennas into oblivion. Just a suggestion. Go ahead, Rusty.
That's a good idea. And be careful out there, whatever you're doing, Steve. You shouldn't be out there working by yourself, among other things. But you're probably like several other hams that do the same thing. They get out there and get to working and don't pay attention to what they're doing. But you be careful out there. So you're going to hit the early supper, the early dinner up at Golden Corral tonight, huh? Tom, and... You, that way you'll get full, and that way you can take a nap about 7:30 tonight, right?
I did that last night, and then I couldn't get to sleep. And I finally got up and took a cyclobenzaprine skeletal muscle relaxant because my right shoulder's numb, and I finally got to sleep. But, yeah, we're going to Cherrydale, and do you know where the one is over at Spartanburg, Bernice? Oh, okay. Bernice says we know, but I don't really recall it, Rusty, but I love their salad bar. I could make a meal just out of that. Lord.
Over here in Spartanburg, if you know where the Sam's Club is, you just come on down beyond Sam's Club, go underneath the interstate, and go, after you cross under the interstate, go one, two more traffic lights, and it'll be on your left. On your left, on 29 there, as you come head towards downtown Spartanburg. So it's not hard to find over here. But yeah, that one up there at Cherrydale is a nice one. It's a newer one, and so you know you get plenty of food up there, I'm sure.
Yeah, Bernie says it's right there where we turn to go to Costco's. You go straight. I'd forgotten about that, Rusty, but we haven't been over there to that one in a while. That's a good idea. Appreciate that. This one, we're going up Old Rutherford Road to get around going Wade Hampton all the way to Poinsett Boulevard or whatever it is up there. What is it? Pleasantburg Drive. And this way you go out past Shooters and on up, and you cut off a lot of that traffic. And that was Bernice's suggestion. Yeah, I wish I could get something done with this shoulder, but it takes forever. I won't even go into it, just going through the system. I need to get a shot in the spine, and it's like pulling teeth. But at any rate, I got a shot of cortisone, and it helped a little bit in the shoulder, but it's not, my whole arm's going numb on me there. Whoa, that was a fast yellow light. Anyways, so car open to the public, some kind of automobile residential thing out here. So, I didn't catch it before. Are you on the road, Rusty, or at home?
Oh, I'm sitting here in the computer radio room, and got my parts ordered today from Ameritron to get my amp back in service. They should be here. The new tubes and the new resistors should be here Friday or Saturday at the latest. Then I can get up with Vlad, and he can finish the repairs on it.
I'm told that he's excellent. Well, I was sitting there. We was watching the airline crashes investigation on National Geographic just a little bit ago. And during that time, I found some old favorites of mine on the computer. And I was simultaneously listening to Tuning the L4B because I hadn't done it in quite a while. And you got to be careful. You don't want to arc the plates. That's the only thing that ever worried me about selling it is if you get somebody that doesn't know what they're doing, they can ruin the dang thing, and then they'll say, oh, it's your fault. And they got a real good bunch of YouTubes on that. And I've done everything, to my knowledge, that Harbaugh Electronics recommended in there. Got the soft key and all of that stuff. So it was interesting to watch because, heck, I only ran that thing for probably, I'm going to say, 8 months. And always got great booming reports. And it puts out about, 1350 at max. I didn't run it that hot very often. And it's a beautiful old amp with those big 3500Zs in it. And they're tough as nails.
About those the other day, an article. And about 3500Zs, and how dependable they are, and good. Of course, there was a guy in the article. There's a guy that had a little bit of a addendum to the article. Said he had just had to buy him. He just bought him two new 3500Zs, and he had to reach way deep in his pocket to get those.
So readily available, and. When I got them, I bought them from RF Concepts. And these people need to pay attention. Were about $400 for a set of match tubes. But I think they've come down to about half that now. I'm running right parallel to a train if you didn't realize it. This is NGLTR.
Well, I could hear it in the background. And I figured you were somewhere over there close to the railroad tracks. I think I know where you're going through to get to where you're going. So I've run around in that area back there before looking for things, finding places I was headed out that way, and found it, believe it or not. So anyway, well, I'll let you go and let you pay attention to your driving. So say, if somebody's going to smack you, you'll be able to see them. And you be careful out there, and you and Bernice have a good supper, and you have a good birthday for the rest of the day. N0TR, W2T.
It's sounding kind of rough over here. That old boy's running parallel to me, and he's running 50 miles.
Well, happy birthday, Tom. KN4, UBE.
Climb your trees, Rusty. And have a good day. This is N0TR, clear.
But Tom, you might as well come back because you weren't hurt. All you, we could hear in the background. W2T, clear.